Welcome to Infrared Basics. We have two samples with the same functionality. One uses Direct2D and the other uses Windows Presentation Foundation, or WPF. We'll be taking a look at the WPF sample. The sensor contains an infrared emitter and an infrared camera. As you can see, the sample displays the infrared data captured by the sensor. The infrared data is published by the sensor through the color stream, and the color stream provides infrared frames one frame at a time. Now let's take a look at the code. The code is contained in the main window.xaml.cs file of the sample project. The window loaded method here contains the primary code for the application. As with any use of the sensor, we first need to find an unused sensor and connect to it. This is handled by the code here. Once we have a sensor connected, we need to enable the color stream with an infrared indicator. This is handled by the code here. We set up the various buffers we will use, and we then add a handler to deal with the event that is fired when a new frame of infrared data is ready. Once we have this all set up, we then start the sensor. In the event handler, sensor color frame ready, we extract the infrared data from the frame and then load it into the bitmap. We use a temporary buffer here to enable freeing the frame as rapidly as possible. We then push the bitmap to the display.